Chapter 7. Inez pushed open the back door of the Silver Queen Saloon. Abe Jackson, her business partner, glanced up. His white shirt sleeves were rolled up and captured by his sleeve garters, the dark skin of his forearms showing a fine sheen of sweat from working in the humid kitchen. He was halfway through decanting a barrel of potent spirits into the row of bottles on the kitchen table. The label on the barrel depicted a dog, which appeared to be in the advanced stages of hydrophobia, inked in gruesome red. The accompanying words could be taken as a warning or an invitation, depending on one's thirst and state of mind. Red dog, strong enough to make a dog go mad. Abe looked Inez over critically. A drop of rain rolled down her forehead, and she used a soggy sleeve to wipe the tickle away.
Lord almighty, Inez, you and Miss Carruthers get lost in that storm?
Inez recounted the afternoon's events, finishing with, Susan is at St. Vincent's under Doc's care. I expect to wring more information from him later tonight. Abe banged the bung into the whiskey barrel.
Damn shame. You let me know if there's something Angel and I can do to help out.
He eyed Inez's outfit.
I don't recall seeing that coat before.
Courtesy of Preston Holt, a payroll guard for the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad. I'll return it tomorrow when I let him know about Susan's condition. Holt wants to talk with her. About the deaths, I imagine. I think one of the fellows worked for the Rio Grande. Abe glanced at the jacket hem, hanging below her knees.
Railroad men have a bad reputation. Don't think I'd want a man of that size coming into the bar and getting rowdy. Bet he'd be a hard one to talk.